Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. More budget praise from our state governments. WA's Treasurer has welcomed the $22 million cash injection to help plug supermarket shortages during severe weather events. Rita Saffiotti says it'll allow the government to lease freight-carrying ships that can bring products across from the east.
In particular for WA, the northwest and the Kimberley, where we continue, of course, to have disruptions after disruptions because of the volatility of the weather events. So they've put funding on the table and now we'll work with them to help support having that capacity.
Perth Santos workers are the hardest hit in today's job cuts. The gas giant has culled around 200 roles, mostly based in Perth. In a statement, Santos says a recent review has found they've got a surplus of workers due to slower project approval times. Farmers angry about the planned live sheep export ban in WA have staged a walkout at a budget breakfast function. A group from the National Farmers Federation left this morning as the Agriculture Minister spoke at the event in Canberra. Premier Roger Cook says the fury is understandable.
Well, I understand the farming community's disappointment with the Commonwealth Government's decision, but it's at least provided them now with certainty. They can now plan against that 2028 deadline.
The chance of being fatally injured at work in WA is now much lower than it was 34 years ago. Figures out today from WorkSafe show the risk has fallen 83% in that time, but workplace hazards are still a big concern. To sport, Sean Darcy is looking doubtful for the Dockers' crucial clash with the Saints as he battles an ongoing calf strain. A call was due to be made after training today. Wallulup coach Justin Longmuir admits it's frustrating for everyone.
Before he got injured last year, he was playing at his best and he was challenging to be one of the best rucks in the comp. Yeah, we need our best players out there as often as we can. So, yeah, frustrating for him, frustrating for us.
And West Coast defender Tom Cole admits he's not the flashiest player, but he does his bit for the team ahead of his 100th game this weekend against Melbourne.